Now, fish. Fish is one of the few flesh foods that we are omnivores. If you look at the way the body is functioned, you can have fish. I'll talk about the kind of fish you can have. But here's the difference. If you look at a carnivore, they have different teeth than we do, don't they? Radically different teeth. They're designed for tearing. Carnivores have a different jaw structure than ours, radically different. We're designed to crunch something, break it down slowly. Our small intestine, which is what absorbs all your nutrients, is almost 20 feet long. In a carnivore, it's tiny because there's so much acid it gets in and instantly out, or it would hurt even that animal. We are made to absorb things over a long period of time for digestion, and you can't do that with a lot of acid. But we have some elements that allow us, we are omnivores, which means we can eat what is available and survive it and be okay with it. Fish is something that has a specific type of oil and fats in it that are core fatty acids that are available and actually useful for your body. So if you're not gonna be a total vegetarian, which by the way, lots of vegetarians are unhealthy, it's not because they don't eat meat, it's because of all the other sugar, carbohydrate, and acid things that they consume under the guise of I'm healthy because I'm a vegetarian, or dairy products, which we're gonna get to next, which is horrible, absolutely horrible. So if you choose between being a vegetarian who eats all kinds of dairy products and sugars and carbohydrates, et cetera, and creates acid in your body, or being a person that eats fish and you have mostly 70% water content, it's your one concentrated food, you'll do just fine. But what you want to get is a clean source, right? And the one kind of fish that you'll love hearing, probably not, is not great for you are the bottom dwellers, which is lobster, because what they do is they eat the waste that is now all over the bottom of our oceans. So that's when I know some of your favorites, but that's the worst. It's the most concentrated. But what you want are deep water, deep ocean water fish are ideal. So if you want to have swordfish or you want to have salmon even, those foods are fine, again, but they still are very acidic. Does that make sense? But you're not going to not have acid. What you're going to do is make sure that 70% is that. So what would you have with your fish? Big salad and what else? Some vegetables, right? Somebody says some lemon. Okay, good. That's good. That's good thinking, sir. I like the way you're thinking. That's good. Okay. Does that make sense to you? If you're going to eat beef, I don't want to leave you out in the cold. I love you, and I hope you'll make the shift. I hope you make it for yourself. I hope you also make it for the planet, because I'll give you some statistics in a second, and you'll see what it does to be able to raise beef, how it totally absorbs our resources. We've gone from 1 billion people on the planet 100 years ago to 6 billion. We're going to have 12 billion in the next 30 years. We're going to double the size of the planet right now, all competing for the same resources. And here's what it takes, just to give you an idea, I'll give the statistics, for us to be able to raise cattle. First of all, livestock in the U.S. consume enough grain and soybeans to feed the entire human population of the United States five times over each year. Entire population. Secondly, if you think about it, for every 16 pounds of grain and soybeans that we give to cattle, we get back 1 pound of beef. That doesn't sound like a very good equation, does it? For every 16 pounds of grains or soybeans, which is food, that we give to an animal so we can eat their beef, we only get 1 pound of beef back, even if it was good for us, and it's not. Another interesting statistic. If Americans, if all of us in this room, and other Americans as well, were to reduce their meat consumption by just 10%, like not give it up, just reduce it by 10%, we would free 12 million tons of grain annually for human consumption. Those 12 million tons would feed the entire 60 million people who starve to death each year. If all we did was cut 10%. A child dies of starvation every 3 seconds. That's how it is, every 3 seconds. Now, if we did this, that doesn't mean someone's going to distribute the food to them. It's not that simplistic, and I understand that. But just think of it, just from a standpoint of consciousness. Do you know how much steak would cost here in California if we had to pay for, if we didn't, as a government, subsidize the water expenses? Do you know what a calf takes in? 1,000-pound steer takes in enough water to float a destroyer. That's how much water they consume. More than half the water that's used in California is used for meat production. We're not a big beef-producing state. And we all subsidize that, because otherwise it would be $35 a pound for hamburger in the state of California. All your money is going to give these farmers water really cheap. Well, here in California, Southern California, we've had times we get our water from somewhere else. And we're using it up. It's just not efficient. It's not intelligent. to give you an idea, we're losing our rainforest. We're losing our topsoil. The rainforest that we lost down in South America is primarily going for beef production, which is sold primarily to McDonald's and Burger King. In fact, there have been many groups that have gone on massive strikes to get them to buy their beef from somewhere else because the soil down there is the kind of soil that you grow a rainforest in. While you may think it'd be really rich, it's very thin. And so they tear it up, and then it's worthless. And then they cut down more of the rainforest, which affects the global warming of the whole planet. There are so many elements that are tied to this. It's not like there's one thing that happens. 1 acre of land can produce 20,000 pounds of potatoes, but only 165 pounds of beef. We're not using our resources intelligently. So if you care about animals, if you care about the planet, if you care about your children, if you care about yourself, if you don't want to be stupid, I know that sounds harsh, but you can't be smart and take in the terror of other beings and on top of it put urine and feces germs in your system and hope to be healthy. But if you're, I'll tell you how I feel soon. But I hope you feel it from my heart, because it's not a judgment thing. I don't care. I want you to enjoy yourself. But I don't think this is something that you're going to enjoy if you wake up one day with a heart attack. You're not going to enjoy it one day waking up with cancer. You're not going to enjoy it one day where you just feel like hell and you don't even know why and you think it's some germ you picked up at the office. You polluted your bloodstream consistently until finally it bit you at a level that's extremely uncomfortable or dire.